This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen. There have been 8 backcountry deaths in Pitkin County so far this summer, and Aspen Mountain Rescue is taking stock. Elizabeth Stewart Severy attended a meeting last week where the all-volunteer team discussed the need for more summer backcountry education. So, Elizabeth, what's happening?
Well, Mountain Rescue Aspen is talking about their dual function. Part of that is backcountry rescues, and the other part of that is education, where they try to prevent the need for some of those backcountry rescues. So they're looking at developing a summer program that will parallel what they do now in the winter around avalanche awareness. So the conversation is really just starting, and the meeting last week focused on this need for more education and more outreach that helps people understand how to travel safely through the backcountry. They're hoping for a peak awareness day or event or something like that, as well as a kind of more ongoing campaign, something that has a larger reach.
Well, like to who? So, you know, the last death that we saw was on Capitol Peak, and that was a 21-year-old who was unprepared. Is that who they're targeting?
That's part of the target audience for sure, but they are looking at reaching everyone who might be traveling through the backcountry in the summer. That means beginners or like people who haven't really even thought about climbing a peak before, but maybe become interested and kind of jump in. That also means some seasoned climbers and locals who maybe have some questions or need some refreshers.
Or perhaps got too comfortable.
Right. And we are seeing more people coming into the mountains. I mean, it's no secret that Colorado's population is growing, that people are traveling to the high country in order to climb peaks and to explore the backcountry.
So how is MRA going to do this, Mountain Rescue Aspen?
Well, they're hoping for an event in Aspen that's some sort of a community forum. They also are starting to shift a focus more towards social media. The sense is that social media is where a lot of people are meeting up to go climb some of these peaks. It's where conversations are happening. It's where people are maybe seeing some photos, and they want to take the message to social media to reach a larger audience. That also might mean some partnerships, both locally through some organizations that are interested in helping out and educating, but also maybe some big national organizations, some retailers, things like that, who have a bigger reach than just Mountain Rescue Aspen would have.
And so when is this all going to happen?
They have a pretty ambitious timeline. They hope to do something for the community, something here in the Roaring Fork Valley, that might be like a panel of backcountry experts late this fall. But then they'll roll out some sort of an annual event next spring or early summer, kind of before climbing season starts up again. And then, of course, the social media campaign would be ongoing.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
You bet.
Elizabeth Stewart Severy covers the outdoors and the environment. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.